You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to KC Forum. Yes, we are here every single Sunday between 6:30 and 7. It's public affairs with an entertaining spin. Normally doing the news on the morning show on Fox 4, and then during the weekends right here on this radio station, 6:30 to 7. So join me every weekend. We are going to talk this weekend about Sack It for Santa. You know, it's that time of year when, holidays, people are getting gifts, Christmas, and you don't want your teenager, if you know of one, or if you think of teenagers who feel left out because they're older, they're kind of in between the toy stage and all that kind of stuff. Well, Sack It for Santa from the Fox 4 Love Fund for Children is collecting. They need 1,500 sacks filled with goodies. And we've got more information. Allison will be telling us about that a little bit later on if you'd like to help out. And you don't even have to go shopping. Just donate and they'll go do the shopping for you. Also, we're going to find out about a new theater. I love theater. I love music. Kansas City's so good with it. And we're going to talk about the Forge Repertory Theater. It was founded, yes, by a gentleman who's from Kansas City, moved away and came back. Yeah, he couldn't stay away from us. And there are certain clinics throughout the city. Some are at Walgreens, and they are specialized to help folks out there. A lot of veterans, a lot of seniors who need help with their health care. And we'll find out exactly what they're doing. First up, I'd like to welcome Allison Summers to the show. We are going to talk about Sack It for Santa. How are you, Allison?
Yes.
You're a busy, busy girl, aren't you?
I am. We have a lot going on the next couple of weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so earlier this week, we did a live shot with you on the morning show, and we talked about Sack It for Santa, and I didn't realize that you all are in need of more sacks than you had last year.
Yeah, so we had such a need at the end of the year. We did the most that we've done in a couple of years, and we did 1,000 sacks last year. But we had such a need and people contacting us afterwards, we decided to go up to 1,500 sacks, and the requests have been pouring in, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, but we've been seeing a lot more requests for sacks for our boy teens more than our girls.
All right, so we're talking about teenagers between the ages of 12 and 18. That age group is so tough to buy for because they're not at the baby toy stage and they're not yet adults. And so a lot of times they get left out.
They do. So Sack It for Santa was originally started in the late 90s, early 2000s, when there was a need because a lot of the other agencies ended their holiday giving programs at the age of 12. That was the age cutoff. And so they saw a need to give back and support these teens because it's such a vulnerable and hard time for them. They're going through a lot, but oftentimes their families, especially if they have younger siblings and things like that, you know, their families having to spend the time or the money on those gifts, and these kids are being forgotten. And so this program was set up to kind of fill in that gap and support these teens during this time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we find this is the only gift these children will get this year.
You know, that's so sad. And I know we've done it in the past where you give them to the agencies. People have to be, they have to have somebody call and say, hey, look, they really need this. So if you're out there and you know a family who needs it, Allison's going to tell you in a moment how to do it. But some of the families that I know that have gotten these sacks, it's just unbelievable how a little red sack filled with $40 to $50 worth of stuff, makeup for a girl, socks for a boy, a little hand game, anything like that, it means the world that somebody remembered them.
Right. Like we said, a lot of them are forgotten during this time, and there's not other resources out there for them. And so it's nice to be able to step in and remind them that the community and someone out there does care about them and is thinking about them during this time of year. We know the holiday season is hard for a lot of people. I think it's pretty hard for our teens right now. They're going through a lot of stuff in general, and then just compound all of the holiday stuff on top of that. It's important to remember them this time of year.
All right, so how do they do this? If you're out there listening and you say, hey, I want to help a couple of teenagers out or just one teenager out this year, it's so simple, Allison. Tell them.
Yeah, so if you are not into shopping, you can go to our website, which is fox4lovefund.org, and make a donation. Or you can pick up a red sack at CVS or Mazuma and drop it off by December 15th, and we'll collect it and get it distributed to a child in need.
All right. And then you've got more boys you need this year. So what are some of the things boys can use?
Yeah, so boys are always a little bit harder to shop for, we think, but footballs, basketballs, the handheld games, also kind of card games, board games, things like that, Uno, Connect Four, those little basketball hoops that are, you know, you can hang over the door, those are always fun. I mean, I just try to think about when we're packing the sacks, because we work with a lot of volunteers, is, you know, we always have hats and gloves and a hygiene kit in there, and usually a blanket or something else that's kind of warm. And then we really think about, like, a gift. You know, what's something that if you are giving this to your child, or you are giving this to your niece or nephew, or, you know, somebody in your family, what would you want to give them? And we know we're not obviously asking for something that's extravagant,
yeah,
but something that is a nice gift that is really comes from the heart and is thoughtful. Like art supplies are always good. Lots of gender neutral things. They find that to be one of the best, because we can utilize them for any of the children. And when we give them to the case managers, they know their kids and they can really pick and choose and say, oh, this one is full of like a drone, and I know this child is very interested in that. And they kind of help us out with that.
All right. So let's say that there's thinking out there, I want to do this. They can go pick up the sacks at different locations.
Yeah, so the sacks can be picked up at any of the Mazuma locations around the metro, as well as any of the CVS pharmacies around the metro. You just pick up a red sack, fill it. You can fill it at CVS, or you can fill it off site.
Mm-hmm.
So any of our other lovely retailers around the metro, fill it with items, and then drop it back off by Sunday, December 15th.
Where do they drop them off?
At CVS, Mazuma, or Johnny's Tavern. And inside the sack, if you are like me and you get to the store and you're going, well, what am I doing? There is a nice letter in there with a list of items that you might kind of spark some ideas, as well as information about where to drop the sacks off.
All right. So why do you do this? I mean, you know, it's a lot of work. People don't realize it's a lot of work behind the scenes.
It is a lot of work, but I think it's all worth it, especially when we get those follow-up phone calls, emails, letters, thank you cards that basically let us know how important this program is to the children that receive the sacks and what a difference it makes in their lives. I mean, little things like that, we have no idea. We had a little boy a couple of weeks ago that we needed to get him a bed and some clothes because there was a little mishap. We also learned it was his birthday, and so we did end up getting him a little birthday present, which is not something that we normally do, but he saw the newscast on Thanksgiving, and he wrote us the sweetest thank you note and basically said, you know, he appreciates everything that we do, and he thinks it's so important that we help other kids like him in the community feel special.
Aww.
And so that's why we do it. I mean, and we don't always get a pat on the back, actually. When you pick up a red sack, you'll see some of our sponsors listed on there. When the sacks are delivered to our children, they are a red plain sack. There's no letter in them. There's no logos on the front. So we don't know if the parents give them and this is a gift from the parents. We don't know if it's a gift from the case manager. That's not what we do. We don't do it to get credit. We do it really to let those kids know that they're important and that they're loved in this community.
You're so good. And you know what? It's not just the holidays, folks. This is 365 days a year that you are helping the children who fall through the cracks. You have given children who needed surgery for their teeth, and then people donate a lot of things too that help you help these families out. A family needs beds, you find it. A family needs an orthopedic thing, you look for it. And these are things where insurance won't pay for it, they can't afford it, and it's really, really great. So if people want to donate throughout the year, don't just wait for the holiday season. It's very, very easy. What is the website?
It's www.box4lovefund.org.
You're a good girl. You and Veronica and all the girls in the office, you do some really, really good work. Happy holidays. And then when are we going to show this on television?
So we'll be unpacking all the sacks and starting to put them together on the Wednesday before Christmas.
Okay.
And you know I'm bad with dates.
Okay,
so
never mind.
So I think
the Wednesday before Christmas, and we'll have, I think it's, 18th. We'll be on the air on the Fox 4 Morning Show. We're going to start at 4:30 in the morning. Yes, we are, Allison. You bring the coffee and just watch it, and you'll see how it. All the volunteers. Who are the volunteers going to be this year?
So we're going to have volunteers out there from Fry Wagner and Concord Career College. So they come out every year, unload the truck, start putting the gifts together, and then our case managers start showing up Wednesday afternoon and get them delivered. And, you know, Thanksgiving being late is nice, mm-hmm. but it's really putting a crunch on us. And so we know that not only is our need greater this year, it's a shorter amount of time that we're going to be collecting gifts. And so we are just so grateful and appreciative of everybody out in the community jumping in. We've actually had so many calls this morning from CVS locations that have run out of sacks from all of the broadcasts and the commercials and everything that you guys are doing at Fox 4 and everything you're doing, Kathy, that we've been refilling our stores at CVS. And so that just warms my heart to know that people are hearing this and they're heading out and picking up a red sack and they're going to fill it, step up for a teen this year.
Very, very good. Miss Allison Summers, the Fox 4 Love Fund for Children, sack it for Santa. Do it. All right, honey. Thank you so much. Good luck to you. Let's get 2,000 sacks out there. Let's do it.
Yes, that would be awesome. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Stay with us. We got more on the way.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I don't look any different than you, but I have type 1 diabetes.
You can't outgrow type 1 diabetes.
It's not caused by your diet. It's not caused by anything you did.
It's kind of hard to live with it.
It's not easy. I do need to check my sugar a lot, my levels.
If you see someone with an insulin pump or pricking their finger and you want to know more about T1D, just ask them.
T1D looks like me.
T1D looks like me.
Learn more about type 1 diabetes at jdrf.org.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KC Forum. It is Public Affairs with an entertaining spin. I'm Kathy Quinn, and I will tell you, we are going to learn something new. You know, Kansas City has so many talented people. We have so many theaters. We have so many all musicians, bands, places. I love it because we are talented. And you know what? We've got one more now. It's Forge Repertory Theater, and I have Ryan on the line. We're so excited to hear about theaters because, you know, very talented people here in Kansas City. Are you originally from here?
Yes, yeah, born and raised here. I went and got my master's up in South Dakota, but I've been here ever since.
You couldn't stay away from us, could you, Ryan?
I couldn't. I tried to, but I couldn't.
Where did you graduate from high school?
Blue Springs South.
Okay, Blue Springs South. Okay, so it's so wonderful that people who have gone away and, you know, done so well, and they come back and share it. So that's kind of what you want to do with the Forge Theater, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly what we want to do. Our main goal is to make theater affordable and accessible to all. So we don't charge anything for anyone to come and see our show.
Oh, my goodness. So how does that work? Tell me how it works.
Yeah, so basically we've adapted a couple of theatrical policies from a theater company out on the East Coast that kind of developed these new policies.
How do you have a theater where people don't pay? Explain that, Ryan.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty simple concept. Basically, in the effort to make art accessible to everyone and for there to be no stigma around not being able to pay the price of a ticket, which can sometimes be pretty steep here in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. What we've come up with by partnering with other theater companies that have initiated this process across the country is something called the Living Ticket. And basically what this is we provide three different prices for our tickets, mm-hmm. And these are considered donations, not that you're paying for it, but just donations. And the first price is what actually we value the ticket at, off of what the budget was that we spent on this show. The next tier is if we were able to pay everyone a minimum wage. And the final tier is if we were able to pay everyone a living wage. And so those tickets differ in price. And what we found out through our research and through these plans being implemented in other theater companies is that the people who can't afford to pay and the people who can afford to pay meet somewhere in the middle and end up covering the costs for each other. And that way it really is truly accessible theater for every demographic in the city.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. Okay,
yeah.
So this is something you did a lot of research about.
Yeah, when I was in grad school, I did a lot of audience engagement research, and that was kind of one of the bases for us doing this. One of the founders, Coleman Crenshaw, he actually brought this concept to the table, and I was able to kind of expand on that. But one of the theater companies, whose name is escaping me right now, we're actually in direct contact with them and worked on developing this policy and adapting it to a Kansas City model.
How did you get into theater?
I was pretty young. I think I was in the fifth grade, and I took a theater summer school class, and then I never stopped from there. So middle school, high school, college, grad school, and then I've been working professionally for the past few years here in Kansas City.
Oh, very good. So this is the next level. What a dream. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It sounds like a dream come true.
Yeah, it's a dream come true, and for it to be in Kansas City is even better because I get to stay with my family. There used to be this idea that if you wanted to be a professional actor or artist, you had to move out to one of the coasts, and that's just not true anymore. Besides Chicago, there's several Midwest cities that have incredible theater communities, and Kansas City is at the top of that list. We get people from all over the world to come here and act with us, and the theater scene just keeps expanding.
Isn't that something? And you know what? I think there's so much room here in Kansas City. We have so many talented people, and
yep,
people love theater.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, we've got our first show coming up, and we've got so many people excited for it. We were really fortunate when we launched in the beginning of August, August 15th, I guess, less than a month later, we already had over 1,000 followers on Facebook, which just shows how much thirst is still out there for theater in this community.
All right, so let's talk about the first production and how people can get tickets.
Yeah, so our first show is called On the Verge, or The Geography of Yearning. It hasn't been produced professionally in Kansas City in over 25 years. The last production was at the Unicorn Theater. I'm directing this one. I'm really excited to bring this work. One reason is that there are three female leads in it, which is kind of hard to find nowadays. Our contemporary works that really feature women and strong women parts.
Wow.
Actually, I love the show because it's very realistic but fantasyful as well. So it's about three women travelers in 1888 who come to a new land called Terra Incognita, and they start discovering artifacts from the future, and they eventually realize that they're traveling through time while they're traveling through this land. And one of the major themes is suppression and how these women felt like they had freedom at this time period, and they slowly realize that that's not really what freedom was, and they each kind of find their place within the 20th century of where they want to land. And it's just this absolute beautiful piece that it's got so much emotion, so much heart, and then there's a lot of humor in it as well. Yeah.
Right. What is your title with the Forge Theater?
I'm the director of business and marketing. Yeah, I'll be working on two of the first three productions. The first is obviously On the Verge as director, and then the second will be our third production this season, which is The Grapes of Wrath, both of which I have ties to. I got to work at the Kennedy Center through a scene presentation I did on the Verge, and so this production is kind of an expanded version of the idea and the aesthetic that I came up with for that scene. And then The Grapes of Wrath was the first show I ever acted in college. And so I'm really glad, 15 years later to come back to that piece of work. And I think now more than ever, the themes that John Steinbeck installed in The Grapes of Wrath are more prevalent than they've ever been since he first released the book.
Very good. All right. So we talked about this being your dream come true. What do you want people to take from the theater when they come to the theater? What's the experience you want them to have?
As a founder of Forge, I want them to have a great time. I want them to know that theater is accessible, that it shouldn't be this elite concept that is only for the richest of the rich out there. And as a director, I want to always spark more questions than answers. So that's what I strive for, is leaving the audience with the ability to start a conversation as opposed to surmising everything for them and just telling them what the idea behind the show was.
Very good. All right, why don't you give us the phone number to the box office?
So right now, the best opportunity is going to be visiting us at forgerep.org, and then we'll be able to get your tickets reserved through there.
All right. And where is the theater?
It is on 1060 Union Avenue. It's the new Black Box space. Heidi Van has put this together, and it is an absolutely gorgeous space. We've got a giant poster out there, so you'll be able to find us. But, yeah, we're right there, and Heidi's done a great job of bringing that space together. It's called the Black Box Theater. There's another Black Box on Troost. Don't head over to that one. They do great stuff there, but we're at the one in the West Bottoms on 1060 Union Avenue.
All right. Good luck to you, Ryan, and please let us know. We'd like to get you on the morning show sometime on Fox 4.
Excellent. Yes, I'd love to be. Yeah. Thank you so much, Kathy. I really appreciate it.
All right. Good luck to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
T1D looks like my brother.
T1D looks like a friend.
Type 1 diabetes can be living in anyone.
Type 1 diabetes is when your pancreas doesn't produce insulin. It's not caused by your diet. It's not caused by anything you did.
Type 1 diabetes can be very serious.
Blindness, amputation.
Help JDRF find a cure today. Learn more about type 1 diabetes at jdrf.org.
We're back now with KC Forum. Kathy Quinn here, and Stacy Holt is joining me right now. And we are going to be talking about a very special program in Kansas City, Partners in Primary Care. How are you today, Stacy?
I'm great, Kathy. How are you?
I am doing very, very well. And it was interesting. We met you over at the Tiny Homes with, you know, the veterans program. And kind of explain what your program is all about.
We're a senior-focused care medical center. We focus on Medicare Advantage patients, take care of the senior population in Kansas City area.
And what were you doing for the veterans?
We had worked with some of our patient ambassadors and put together hygiene kits, and we ended up donating 200 hygiene kits to the veteran community.
Where are you all located?
We have 8 locations in Kansas City area, and 4 of those locations are co-located within a Walgreens. Our locations are in Independence, Olathe, Midtown, in Wyandotte on State Avenue, and then the co-located centers are in Grandview, Overland Park, Raytown, and in the Gladstone area in the Northland.
All right, so kind of explain how this all got started.
You know, everyone is living to be older. The senior population continues to grow, and we want to help people live the best life that they possibly can and continue to enjoy aging and stay healthy.
How can they get involved, and how if they want to know more about it?
What they need to do is call our office, and we can get them the information they need. We can get them scheduled an appointment, or if they have any questions, we can have them reach out and get in contact with one of our patient relations professionals, and they'll be able to help answer questions. We're staffed with board-certified physicians, and we have RN care coaches. We have a behavioral health coach, a behavioral health specialist. We have social workers. We have pharmacists who are embedded into the practice. So we're able to touch every aspect of your holistic health care.
I think what I thought was really interesting, the community rooms. Talk about that and the community room.
The community, so every location has a community room, and they are a lot of fun. They offer education. They offer activities. Some of the education we offer, some of them have food demo cooking classes. Some of them have financial classes. Some have Medicare 101 classes. We also offer some if you have a benefit, an insurance benefit of silver sneakers. We have silver sneakers in some of our classes. We also have bingo. It's just a place for seniors to come and have that socialization that sometimes they miss out on. We have a monthly birthday party. We have movie days. So it's a lot of fun.
And you know what's kind of cool is you have not been around that long, fairly new, but it's very popular.
It is. We are going on our third year in Kansas City and have just celebrated with the co-located locations with Walgreens our first year.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So do you plan on expanding?
Well, that's to be seen. So we hope to continue to grow. And as we age, that would, then if the need is there, then that would be fantastic.
What is the website, Ms. Stacy?
It's partnersinprimarycare.com.
All right. And then just kind of tell me the people that have been coming to it. And they probably go, wow, I didn't realize this was here,
It is. It's been fantastic. We get a lot of people that come in and they have a lot of questions, because one of the things that's different about our centers is we spend a lot of time with you. Your first visit with the physician is going to be a minimum of 40 minutes. And that's with the physician. That's not with the medical assistant. That's not your prep time. So they come in, they're spending face-to-face time with the provider. Your visits after that are 20 to 30 minutes with the provider. So we take an extensive amount of time with the patient.
And that's unheard of, really.
It is. So we really make sure that we take the time to really listen to you and develop that bond and treat you as family.
All right, we're talking to Stacy Holt from Partners in Primary Care, and if you'd like to know more, go to their website. Is there a number they can call? Let's say they don't have the internet.
If they don't have the internet, they can call any of the locations. I would say the best number for them to call Kathy would be 816-946-6930. And we would be able to help you get you in touch with any location that's close to you.
All right, excellent. So bottom line, you like your job. You like this. You sound passionate about it. Because why?
Because every single day we get to make a difference. And people also make a difference in our lives.
Oh, I love that. Thank you very much, Stacy. Have a happy Thanksgiving and good luck. We'll check in with you a little bit later on, see how things are going. Maybe we'll get to talk to, a patient to see how much this means for them.
Oh, that would just be great, Kathy. We do have patient ambassadors that are very passionate about our care model, and they actually helped us put together those veteran care kits.
All right, that is it for us this week, and thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, the show's called KC Forum on this radio station between 6:30 and 7 on Sunday mornings. Kathy Quinn here. Couldn't do it without Katie Connors, executive producer, and Andrina Byrne, associate producer, Ed Walker getting us on the air, and Doug Medlock, who is the voice. And, of course, our music, The Elders. And you can check them out, eldersmusic.com. Until next weekend, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.